Hello, Scott. It's Martin.
Hey Martin, how are you doing today?
It's another great day, I tell you.
Excellent. All right. Well, welcome up, everybody. You're listening to the Life Enthusiast Podcast, Restoring Vitality to You and the Planet. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, along with Martin Patella. And Martin, we've been talking about superfoods for the last couple podcasts,
You bet.
and it's just been absolutely fascinating. And you had mentioned a couple in our last podcast very briefly that I wanted you to get into in a little more depth. And if you hear any clinking, it's because I actually have some of the superfood here and I'm drinking it during our recording of the podcast. So if there's this
Okay, so
little.
if you start sounding a little giddy towards the end, we know what happened.
That's right. And if you hear a tink, that's because I'm just stirring it up. And what I've noticed about this is I only have to stir it once. I almost feel like I'm doing an infomercial here, but I stir it up, it breaks down. I don't have big, huge globs of anything, and it doesn't really separate. Because oftentimes it'll sort of settle to the bo you know things will settle to the bottom, and I haven't noticed that at all with any of the superfoods that I've been taking the last little while.
Yeah, well, that's the effect of the micronization. When you make the particles small enough, that's when it will blend with the water, forming a colloid, forming a liquid that's consistent and smooth.
Well, and it's so nice not to have to like get out a big blender or something to force it to, sort of stick together and.
Sure. Although that's what I do. I have a big mo monster of a blender. On a Vitamix, and I make smoothies every morning. And so what I do is I actually throw in like a whole apple and a handful of blueberries and a handful of raspberries, and I throw in some flax seed, and I also throw in a spoon or two of these superfoods just to spike it up. And that's what I sip for my breakfast.
Nice.
Oh yeah, I feel well nourished. In fact, I can keep going all day long on that stuff.
I'm thinking too that you should write that up as a recipe and we could put it on our podcast page for our listeners and for me so that we could try out that as a morning meal.
Oh my gosh, yeah, the super breakfast of champions.
The super breakfast of champions. Watch for it, folks. I'm gonna
Okay.
bug Martin until he gives it to me, and I'll share it with everybody else. How's that?
Okay, we'll do that. In fact, you'll be surprised, or you won't be surprised. We are releasing a new product called Zoetine Superfood Grade Protein and Amino Acid Synergist Blend.
Holy smokes, that's a name and a
And
half.
that's actually aimed at people who want to manage their liver. Like it's the digestive system has its main components. We talked about the intestine with the Strataflora product, and that focuses on that end of the business.
Right.
In this Zoetine product, we focus on liver. Liver is the source of the glycogen, which is the sugar that your body uses for energy. And so when your liver is working correctly and is fed correctly, you have high amounts of energy and can go for a long time. If your liver is dysfunctional, such as in hepatitis C, you're barely able to get out of bed and shuffle around because you just don't have the fuel to power you.
I've had one of the hepatitis. I
Probably
had
A, right?
I it wasn't the bad one, but they did say that it really broke down my liver.
Oh yeah.
So I'm always interested in anything that can sort of improve it or help it rebuild better. I mean, this is like 20 years ago, but.
Yeah. Liver is one of the amazing organs. It will rebuild itself, it will renew itself, and you can indeed return to full function. It doesn't take that much. But anyway, so this Zoetine superfood blend is for people who want to build muscle mass and lose fat, That's what it's about. That thing is formulated based on raw, undenatured, highly bioavailable protein and nutrients, And they're specially formulated to control your appetite, to build your muscle, to burn your fat, and to strengthen all the cells and tissues. So if you're training, you know, if you're working, it makes you stronger. And it also supports the immune function from a nutritional standpoint. And of course, it's wonderfully flavored. So it will actually feed your morning smoothies in a wonderful way. A lot of people take these protein drinks, you know, that's become quite popular.
Yes.
Either whey protein or a, I don't know what else they make it. I think whey is the more popular of the lot. That's made from milk. And there would be other protein concentrates like egg proteins, albumin, and things like that. Anyway, so what we do is we make ours vegetarian, raw, uncooked, unlike the whey or the egg albumin, which coming to you already cooked, we give you raw protein. Huge difference.
Oh, interesting.
We talked about what happens with the protein when you cook it, right?
That's
it,
right.
It becomes less available to the cells. They have to actually struggle hard and find the enzymes to decompose them with. You don't have to do that with our product. So there's a two function. At the same time as we're building your muscle, we're also causing fat loss.
Well, that's going to get everybody excited.
Yeah, I think especially the males would love to have less of a paunch and more of a bicep.
That's right.
Yeah. You know, like this whole weight loss craziness in North America, they're totally missing the point. It's not the weight. It's the inches. And it's not the
That's
inches.
Right.
It's not even the inches. It's the ratios. You know, it's... I mean, bone is heavy, muscle is heavy. You should be heavy. You should not be, I don't know, a female. You shouldn't be 115 pounds. You should be 145 pounds of muscle and bone. And in a man, same thing. You shouldn't be 160 pounds. You should be 200, but not fat.
Right. That's the key,
yeah.
Isn't it?
That's right. So we need to de-emphasize the pounds. And, you know, start looking at the inches or, you know, the belt line. Really.
And the composition, right?
Yeah, and the composition. Exactly. So appetite control, you know, when you actually get good nutrients in, you won't be feeling these horrendous pangs of feed me, feed me, feed me. You know, the SAD, the SAD, standard American diet.
And actually, as I mentioned in our last podcast, I've been on the Exela 50 for the last little while, and what I've noticed is I'm not as hungry. And actually, until you just mentioned it, I didn't realize another thing that's changed, and that is I don't feel a craving. Normally, around 7-8 o'clock at night, I'm pacing up and down the kitchen, you know, opening all the drawers, looking for Oreo cookies or, you know, chocolate or potato chips, and of course I don't keep any of it here because I know I'll eat it. And
yeah,
it's not,
if
and
it's there, you're going to eat it.
And I know that I don't want to eat that, right? So I make the conscious choice not to, and then I spend about an hour just going through this period of craving, and I got to have something, and like I'm jumping out of my skin, the whole thing. And when you just mentioned what you mentioned, I realized the last 3 days, and maybe it's longer, but I know remember specifically the last 3 days. In the evening, I've gone for a walk. I've spent time with my kids and my fiance and read books and haven't even thought of, I got to have some chocolate, which is
wonderful.
Really cool.
That is very cool. Yep. And that is quite common, actually.
Wow. So here's a way to get rid of cravings, folks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's the, you know, your body is asking for nutrition. It is really lacking nutrients. And of course, unfortunately, you don't find them in a bag of chips, even though that's what the body says it wants. It wants something savory, salty, or sugary sweet, something intense.
Right.
But in fact, what it that's really just the surface. What it really wants is decent nutrition.
Exactly. And that's and the quickest and easiest way to get that is through superfoods, Martin?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, raw, organic, anything. Especially if it's grown biodynamically, you know, that's another whole topic we could get into later. you need to find decent food grown in mineralized fields that's not too long refrigerated in the stores. And oh, I could go on for a long time. You know, the big deal about these superfoods is convenience. We find nutrients that have been preserved, well, first of all, grown to perfection, preserved quickly so that the nutrients don't decay. Mm-hmm. And then we actually process it in such a way that preserves majority of the nutrients that are in there. So what you find that one teaspoon of the superfood that we deliver you is worth a whole salad that you would eat otherwise.
And probably better than if you just went to a regular grocery store and picked up a bunch of lettuce and stuff that had been pounding around in the back room. And
well, yeah, hopefully you can go buy some organic stuff that's decent quality. You certainly won't find a lot of good nutrition in a head of an iceberg lettuce, I'll tell you that.
That's, you know, this is just what I was thinking when you said the salad, right? Big iceberg lettuce full of Thousand Island dressing.
Yep, sorry, son, it's not there. Anyway, so last week we bumped into mentioning the product called Elagiplex.
Yes.
Elagiplex addresses one important function in the body. Our cells have natural stages of growth. They're born by division. When there's a need for a cell, whether if we're growing or if another cell dies, the neighboring cells simply divide, creating a sister cell. It's cloning, really. Anyway, cells divide and fill the need for the tissue. The division is not always perfect. If you're poisoned through, the kind of chemicals that might cause the mutations, then the cell that's being born is imperfect. It's DNA damaged or some kind of a functionally damaged. And the most common dysfunction is called cancer. The cell, instead of at the end of its useful life, instead of shutting down and recycling, it continues in its crazy way, refusing to die. And there is a process that's shutting these cells down. It's called apoptosis. And cells normally respond to nutrients that are found in seeds. These nutrients are called ellagic acids or ellagitannins. These are richly present in things like raspberry seed, strawberry seed, blueberry seed, seeds in general. But this material is hard to get at because the seeds don't, how should I say this? Your teeth are not grinding the stuff well enough to expose a good amount of this material to your digestive system. But when we mill it to a fine powder, all of a sudden, this becomes completely accessible to your digestive system and to your body.
And these components of the seeds, can you tell us again what they do, how they help the cells?
Well, they're alkaloids in its general class. And, some of these names are like lycopene and ellagitannins in general. I think I'm mixing too many things together. But anyway, these nutrients help the cells, remind them that their functioning needs to be perfect. If the genetic design of a cell is to do a certain function, then these nutrients will remind it that it's not doing it, and it says, oh, I'm too old. I need to recycle. I need to die.
Okay. So basically, so if you have a cell that's mutating and wants to become more and more and more of itself, but it's not heading in the right direction, this sort of says, hey, no, you've got it wrong. You need to just sort of lay down and die. And so it sort of stops it.
That's the natural cycle of life in your human body. In fact, you know, we all have cancer in our body. It happens all the time. But in a functioning body, the immune system is able to recognize these cells and recycle them. so they die. In fact, there are billions of cells being created and dying every day in your body.
Right. Of course there is.
Yeah, there's normal nature, natural recycling. You know, start, go through the useful life, and shut down at the end. And in a young body, in a child, you can see how vigorous and beautiful the cells are.
That's right. And you watch the child grow, and that's a natural growth that's supposed to occur.
That's right.
Not the unnatural growths that occur in things like cancers and stuff like that.
Right. So anyway, so here we have in an older body with more toxins present throughout, these cells are starting to mutate and stay mutated. And the more of it stays mutated, the larger the chance of actually them getting together and creating a tumor. You know, normally they're just all over the place, like individual specks of dysfunction here, there, and everywhere. But once it's starting to create islands of dysfunction, that's where we start seeing it as tumors.
Right, right. So this is all part of a, if you're talking about something that's part of a natural process, it's great. It's when it becomes excessive that we run into problems.
That's right, yeah. So anyway, when you feed the right kind of nutrients to the body, the apoptosis process kicks up and starts making those cells disappear. And so, you know, people in stage 1, stage 2 cancers, just taking these products will get right. Even stage 3 is quite common that they get better. In stage 4 is really unpredictable, because by that time you can get major organ shutdowns and it's hard to know what's going to happen next. Even though we may get the apoptosis going, 70% of a particular organ is gone, and you end up, you know, functional. Well, the body no longer is able to function.
Right. So would, if you're talking to somebody with, say, somebody had cancer, was diagnosed with it, would you tell them get on this right away, or is there something you'd want them to take before they took this? Or?
Well, you know, we
not that we're trying to be, you know, we're not
doctors.
Yeah,
number one, we don't diagnose. I mean, your doctor will diagnose. Number two, we don't prescribe. Number three, we're selling you food. Please understand that what we're selling is food, even though we're calling it superfood. It's
right.
Still food.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if your doctor would tell you, well, you know, you should eat more raw fruit and raw vegetables, well, that's what we do. We just make it more convenient. And if your doctor would tell you, well, you know, I see all these studies, and we have actually published all of these studies on our website about the L-arginines and how the L-arginines are affecting cancerous cells, the science is all there. It shows you that when you take this material in, these nutrients in, the cancer cycle is shut down. So instead of taking a machine gun like a radiation or chemo and shooting at the wall of cancer, we just walk up to it and we say, guys, have you heard that there's better life over there on the other side? And they just say, okay. It really is. It's sort of like handing flowers to the soldiers, you know?
Right, right.
And saying, just stop being so violent. Just, you know, let's disband here, okay, folks? There's nothing interesting here. Let's just disband. It's a perfect metaphor for actually what happens in the body, you know? Instead of having this hard tumor in there, all of a sudden, the tissue is just gone. And people are just so surprised, because they go to their doctor after 3 months of Allagiplex, and the doctor says, there's no cancer. There's no sign of it.
Nice.
So and that's what happens. Now, I can't promise everybody that they're going to be cured. Just snap your fingers, take 3 bottles of Allagiplex, and you'll be done. Because we need to address the cause that got you there. But still, there's a huge amount of benefit to be derived from eating better things. And Allagiplex is the best things you can eat if you have cancer.
And if you don't have cancer, but you want to do something of a preventative nature, this would be a good product for that as well, I assume.
Actually, correct. Because, you know, aging is really the same process that, when taken to extreme, leads to cancer. So when you take Allagiplex and you are not really sick. You still are shutting down the cells that are not 100% and causing them to renew. So it's a rejuvenation process.
That's very, very interesting, Martin. I'm just fascinated by all the information that you so generously share with me and our listeners every week. It's just great.
Oh, Scott, we have barely gotten started. There's so much more than that.
Good.
But I think there's probably enough for this one message for today.
Yeah, me too. All right. Well, if you've got any questions or comments for Martin and myself, you can head over to lifeenthusiast.podomatic.com. We want to hear what you have to say. And if you have any questions, we'll certainly bring them up in future podcasts. And if you're interested in the Elijahplex or any of the other superfoods, head over to life-enthusiast.com. And there's tons of information there about all the products and the studies, like Martin had mentioned. So until next time, this is Scott Patton.
And this is Martin, signing off, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Goodbye.